I said, well, get up and go run it out if something's out there or somebody. And this other lady come up to see, and Nicky asked my wife, Nicky, she was fainted. And or something, she didn't know what was wrong with her. But heck, I couldn't get in there. They had locked the door. And I'd got a pan of water, had a wet pan of water in the rag, that was going to be the thief. And I just run my shoulder against the door, run against it, you know, and did, lucky enough, knock it open. And got in there and bathed his face. And they told some big tales about somebody knocking on that door. And directly I told him, I said, now that is me. Boy, it wasn't no such a thing, you was in the room. I was in the room, but I wasn't in there when I threw that stick of wood over the house and hit the roof. I said, you can get up and go out there and shine a light up on the house and see the stick of wood yourself. Well, I went on out and left them, and they either went to sleep or they quit talking. I don't know what happened, but that stopped that conversation for that night.
Yeah. Now, what is it that folks sometimes think they see?
Well, you can imagine you can see different things.
What is it? What do you see? What different things?
Well, when I was a kid, I'd been off somewhere and going back home. And they had built a new road, grubbed it out the stumps, you know, I was riding along there, just about half asleep. The horse just walking along with me, kind of dozing off. And directly, I kind of opened my eyes, something. My horse kind of stumbled or something. And go over there ahead, it's just a little moonlight. And there was a tiger if I ever seen one. They're sitting up there in that big old head, you know. I even seen that head move. I gathered my reins up, and I tell you, I was wide awake. I was fixing to go to riding out and think, well, heck, if it's something like that, the horse would get scared. It wouldn't go by that. And I just reasoned myself right along there and rode on by. And I could tell there's an old clay road, old stump, had been grubbed up, you know, and they built a road and rolled out over there on the side. But I didn't put in too much time of trying to find out if it was for sure. I went on, and the next time I come along that road in daylight, I thought about that.
Yeah.
And that head that it looked like it had, this old root run out from the main stump here, and it had a bowl of dirt on it, you know. It just drug it out there, the big bowl of dirt on it, and I could imagine that I seen that thing's head. But it did, and it was just a bowl of mud or dirt or sitting there, and it hadn't moved, but I could see it moving anyhow.
What'd they call those?
Clay roots.
No, they call those things you thought you saw, you call them a what?
That's some kind of a bad booger.
Booger?
Yeah.
Any other names? You know, something with a white sheet on it, or...
Ghost?
Okay.
Well, no, I know that. I never thought nothing about no ghosts then, although I was getting down close to the graveyard there in the creek.
Yeah.
But you just imagine seeing these things now, and it's not there to see, but you know you did see it.
If there was a house out in the woods, you know, far back in the woods maybe, nobody lived there, what'd they call them?
Well, there's lots of them that's called haunted houses.
Haunted house?
But I don't know. It's some calls that different rackets they claim it to hear.